Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Right now, most people would probably agree, especially after the funeral this weekend for Khomeini, where Iran's leaders led another Death to America chant, that the current leadership of Iran is more motivated than ever for retribution and revenge. But most people aren't too worried about that because conventional wisdom holds, well, we just destroyed them more than anybody ever has before. We hit the nuclear facilities. Why? They're so deeply buried, we don't have to worry about this for a long time. Well, the problem is the conventional wisdom is wrong. It's dead wrong. We hit the snake, but we didn't take off its head. We left behind 2,000 critical targets. Forbes nailed it this weekend when they warned, Iran has another path to the bomb. Trump needs to close it off. Most of the coverage of this so far has focused on Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium, the much-discussed 440 kilograms of near-weapons-grade nuclear dust, which is now either deeply buried, dispersed, or destroyed as a result of U.S. and Israeli airstrikes on key regime facilities last year. That's the most visible and widely discussed way by which Iran might develop a nuclear weapon, Forbes writes, and they're right about this, by enriching uranium. The problem is the Trump administration is completely overlooking a second equally potent route, plutonium reprocessing. Notably, Forbes writes, Iran's regime has a demonstrated technical capability to do both and a long track record of deception on the nuclear front. At the heart of Iran's plutonium operations, this nuclear power plant called Bashir. And beginning in the 1990s, Rosatom, which is Russia's state nuclear agency, helped build the facility, administering it for years and then turning it over to the Iranian regime. In the process, Bashir has generated a substantial stockpile of spent nuclear fuel. Henry Sosklosky, a leading nuclear expert who runs the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, tells Forbes that Iran probably has roughly 2,100 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium, enough to make about 200 bombs. The Iranian regime has the capability to do this. In fact, it could do it in a number of weeks, because unlike Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile, which is now, like I said, either destroyed, deeply buried, or dispersed, Iran's plutonium stockpile is situated in spent fuel pools at Bashir, which were not destroyed. But wait, haven't Trump and J.D. Vance been saying something lately about IAEA inspectors are going in? Yeah, they're not going in. If you read the MOU, there's no mention of inspectors. I think it's actually a distraction that Trump and Vance are talking about this to make it appear that Iran agreed to that. They did not. In fact, there's no limits of any kind on the enrichment of uranium or plutonium in the MOU, only in an agreement that Iran will never have nuclear weapons. Well, Iran's been in agreement with us that they'll never have nuclear weapons for over 20 years, and you see how that went. What's worse is that we traded Iran just talking to us for the removal of the blockade, meaning ships can now come and go at will in and out of Iran. Well, what do we catch the Chinese doing? As recently as April, you might remember we blew a hole in the side of a ship that tried to run our blockade. Turned out that the Chinese were sending Iran parts needed to make ballistic missiles and also the chemicals needed to make ballistic missiles. You can bet that was one of the first things through when the blockade was dropped. That China, as we speak, is rearming Iran. That was one of the concerns the Wall Street Journal had last week when they pointed out how very strange it is that we've lifted the primary and secondary sanctions on Iran's sale of oil. They are now completely free to sell oil. And the MOU we signed with them states that they can do anything they want with the oil money. There's no restrictions on it. And again, even the Wall Street Journal last week found that bizarre, pointing out that even Obama and Biden at least froze the funds from the sale of oil so that Iran couldn't do terrible things with the funds. Now, of course, we got into the problems when Biden and Obama then unfroze the funds and let Iran have them, which is what ultimately paid for those nuclear facilities we had to destroy last year. But the bottom line is you can guarantee right now that that oil money is being used for China to resupply and rearm Iran. Forbes writes, this isn't a hypothetical concern about the plutonium. It represents a structural weakness of the current MOU, the understanding between Iran and Trump that Trump signed, which risks fixating on uranium enrichment while leaving other development pathways open, much like the Obama administration's 2015 nuclear deal did. Put another way, no matter how fruitful the coming negotiations between Washington and Tehran turn out to be, Bashir's plutonium leaves Iranian regime with the means to build a potential bomb in the basement if it decides to do so.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Finally, what have we watched Iran do during this time that we have let up, stopped the war? They've been digging out their missiles and missile launchers, and we've largely failed to do anything about it. All this, folks, well, not once, not twice, but three times in the last week, in not so many words, the Iranian leadership has vowed to kill Trump and Netanyahu, but oddly, not J.D. Vance, who they really seem to like. After all, he's the guy who delivered this deal. A deal in which the word plutonium does not appear. Forbes and Sokolsky argue that Iran's plutonium pathway has got to be closely monitored and that Iran's spent fuel needs to be removed from Iranian custody so the regime's nuclear specialists don't simply have the raw material needed to activate the plutonium route. And also, current plans for additional construction at Bashir should be derailed so the stockpile the U.S. needs to address doesn't grow bigger still. Folks, this is not a long-term concern. I mean, it is something we need to worry about 3 years and 5 years from now. Sure, folks, we need to worry about this 3 months and 5 months from now. Because remember, Trump let them keep the missiles. He did an about face because remember in the beginning of the war, they said, well, Rubio and Trump said, no, they can't have ballistic missiles. We have to take out the launchers, their protection for nuclear development. Well, folks, never forget this. They weren't supposed to have long-range ballistic missiles. They said they didn't have long-range ballistic missiles, and then they launched one at our joint base in Diego Garcia. Folks, these are one of them was a dud. It fell, but the other one, we got lucky. We were correctly positioned to shoot it down. That missile, Khor Amshar, and I've talked about this many times because I'm obsessed with it, is a nuclear-capable long-range ballistic missile. In other words, it has a 1.5-meter hole in the conical tip where you could place a nuclear weapon. That's what it's for. Now, this particular one didn't happen to have a nuke in it when they fired it, but Iran already has the capability to do so. How many more of these long-range missiles do they have? Are they among the missiles Trump's letting them keep that they can and perhaps will launch at the sites General Jack Keane has begged Donald Trump to destroy? Folks, my biggest fear, if you've listened to me for a long time on Iran, is an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse attack. And we've had multiple leaks from Iranian military and intelligence of their plans to detonate an EMP over America with the goal of frying large sections of our grid. If that happened, CIA assessment, CIA Director Woolsey testified to this before Congress, is that 90% of America is dead in 6 months. Why? The trucks won't roll. The food won't get delivered. And folks, this isn't even a total grid shutdown. Water delivery infrastructure is crippled. And it remains an open question whether the nuclear plants would melt down. Again, this would be achieved by detonating a nuke over America. And defense analysts have pointed out that Iran historically practiced launching Scud or Shahab 3 missiles from freighters in the Caspian Sea and detonating them at their highest altitude flight point, which perfectly mimics the exact delivery method of a localized ship-launched EMP attack. Again, folks, they're not going to defeat us militarily, but you and I both know they don't have to. Our side's now contenting itself with this idea that, well, Trump will go back after the midterms. The Iranians are no doubt well aware of the power dynamic of that timeline and that the power will revert back to Trump after the midterms. Never forget, folks, Israel is not the number one target of Iran. We are. We are who they believe, their religious leaders believe they have to hit in order to bring back the Mahdi, who we would call the Antichrist. And it's going to take a modern world, Western world ending act to please the Mahdi well enough for him to come back. And they believe when he comes back, because he's of their line, they will rule the world with him. These are not rational actors. You cannot cut a New York style real estate deal with them. But you know what you can do? You can kill them. That's another common misperception the Trump administration has fostered, that we killed like two or three layers of their leadership. We didn't. We killed a lot of religious figures, which was nice, but they weren't the ones running the country. We also killed the top two layers of their military. But again, those guys are pretty easily replaceable. It's who we didn't kill that's the biggest problem. The president of Iran, who's still the president of Iran. Abbas Araghchi, the foreign minister, and the guy I fear the most, Mohammad Ghalibaf, former leader of the IRGC Air Force. He left the IRGC a number of years ago because he wanted to go into politics, became the Speaker of the Parliament. He's the guy who personally put into place the $50 million bounty that under Iranian law is to be paid to anyone who can kill Trump. In other words, he's the guy who put a bounty on Trump's head. Now, the Trump administration has been telling us, oh, we don't know who we're negotiating with. We have to pass notes. They're in hiding. We don't know who's in power. Well, 2 weeks ago in Switzerland, we found out none of that was true. This is always who we've been negotiating with. Ghalibaf, the president, and Abbas Araghchi, the three most dangerous men, I would argue, in the entire Middle East, the ones behind this entire campaign. Two-thirds of the country doesn't share these beliefs. They don't want to be ruled by these guys. China ultimately has power over Iran via these guys. It is astonishing that they're still alive and completely disappointing to learn this weekend that Israel tried to kill them, but Trump called it off. That's contrary to the popular belief, again, that's been fostered by the Trump administration, that we killed a couple of layers of these guys. And Trump said, I like these leaders better and they're, you know, not as radical. None of that is true. They are literally the same leaders that have been behind this entire response and campaign by Iran, i.e. the same guys who sent the long range ballistic missile at Diego Garcia. It is incredibly disappointing to learn that Trump is keeping them alive by keeping Israel on a very tight leash. And Trump said this weekend, he's right about this, that Israel answers to him. They do. They are absolutely dependent on us selling them our high-tech weapons that they need literally for survival against Iran. And they've used those weapons again and again to destroy centrifuges, kill all the nuclear scientists, do all the things that keeps Iran from detonating that EMP over America, which, again, is their number one target. Israel is their number two target, which is why it drives me nuts when people say, oh, we're fighting Israel's war. No. Israel is fighting our war. It just happens to be their war, too. Folks, they've lost over 1,000 military personnel since October 7th. They put boots on the ground, which means we don't have to. It's a good deal for us. So it was incredibly disappointing to hear that Trump intervened and stopped that Israeli operation. Word on the street was they were going to do it anyway, but J.D. Vance leaked it to the head of Turkey, to Erdogan. That's what the mainstream media and the Israeli media is reporting. With J.D. Vance, that would not surprise me. He's denying it. But we do know for certain that Trump is keeping them alive, is keeping Israel from killing them. Pray these guys are not processing that plutonium. Because if they can, they will.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.